miss that sound. It's the sound that we hear when it's time to brag our binge, sell us a series. And it's been a little while since we've done this. Maddie Larson, how are you?
Going well. I'm keen to get back into it. I've definitely been doing a lot of searching through the streaming services to try and find some new things to watch. And I think that we might be able to help people if they've seen some new films popping up.
Absolutely. We're taking a look at two very different films today. I'm very glad with the kind of curatorial selection that you've made here. Maddie, tell us what the first film is.
It's called The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, and this is Wes Anderson's Netflix debut. So the director that we've spoken about previously during our review of his film Asteroid City that was in cinemas earlier this year. So the 40-minute film features Benedict Cumberbatch, love him, playing a rich man learning about how a guru managed to see without using his eyes. He then uses the skill to cheat at gambling. Very funny. I think that's something that some people would think of to do.
First of all, what a hook. Secondly, I feel like we've come full circle. We've kind of got this crossroad between Wes Anderson and Roald Dahl, who wrote the original book of Henry Sugar. It was a short story that he wrote. So it feels like we're kind of reflecting on or revisiting things that we've spoken about in the past as well.
I know that I wasn't the biggest fan of Asteroid City. This one, though, I did find a bit faster paced, and I think that's because it is a 40-minute feature film. So one of the things I did notice that was really creative with this, but it did get on my nerves at times, is that everything is narrated by the actors.
Good evening, Mr. Sugar,
said the man behind the desk whose job it was to never forget a face.
He saw it, I cried. He saw that trolley. This is absolutely unbelievable.
It's something that you're really not used to seeing in film, but I think like once you get over it, like it's quite funny as well. And I love that different actors take different turns of doing this. So we hear Benedict Cumberbatch, who does it, who's playing the title role of Henry Sugar. Ralph Fiennes does it as well, who's playing Roald Dahl. And like, may I say, like, I never knew I needed to see Ralph Fiennes play Roald Dahl, but I'm glad I did. And then we see other actors adopt this as well throughout the story.
I think the thing I liked the most about this was probably, the funny little link there to cheating. So it's, you know, he's following this man that's made this amazing discovery to be able to see without his eyes. And he ends up using them for, can we call it evil, I guess?
Sinister,
So that was quite a good twist on that one. I think I kept it nice and fresh.
And I'm really glad they went with the role of Benedict Cumberbatch because he's so good at that very quick talking stuff. You see it a lot when he plays Sherlock Holmes in the modern adaptation. It's very much the same kind of thing he's doing here as well.
He does this kind of Wes Anderson style acting very well as well. I think we've spoken previously about how he gets his actors to sound very flat. You know, they're telling the story as if almost reading from a script, but he just does it really, really well and in a way that's entertaining. And same with some of the other actors as well. But I have to say, if it was any longer than 40 minutes, I wouldn't have been able to sit through it. And there was times where I had to take it back, which is why this is good that it's something that you can see at home and not at the cinemas.
There's so much information that's been thrown at you as a viewer, and you have to take on so much and pay attention for majority of the duration that it goes for. So I feel like that shorter runtime does benefit well. And I also think as well that this kind of theatrical stage play, like it's very on the nose that it's supposed to look like a play. Like they literally have actors walk from set to set, like we saw in Asteroid City. But I think this style thematically works better for this than it did Asteroid City, I reckon.
But I'm intrigued to know from our listeners as well if there's like a director or an actor that they've picked up on that they just steer away from. Because for me, I think it is, I feel so mean because he's like
go on, get him.
But I will be, it's just, I don't know, it's just not my cup of tea. But yeah, do you have anyone that you try to stay away from watching if you see, oh, do you see this new movie coming out starring or made from and you're just like, ick, no.
1-333-53 give us a call. If there is an actor or a director or something that you particularly steer away from, I think as I've grown wiser with age, Maddie, I can't say that too much because I'm still holding on to my youth, but I think that like I used to gravitate away from films that had people like Nicolas Cage and Adam Sandler, Steve Martin, and I've kind of gone back and gone, hang on, I don't know what my problem was. And I've kind of gone back to them and gone, these are actually really funny.
Yeah, I guess like how our food taste changes.
We mature.
As well. I mean, I used to hate Cherry Ripes and now I am a fan somehow. When it comes to the star rating of this one, though, for me, I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's going to be 2 out of 5 for me just because of not being a big fan of the whole arty farty stuff. I can't pay attention. If I wanted to see it, I'd love to see it in theatre or something like that. But what was your final outcome with this one, Tom?
As I say, I do like Wes Anderson. I don't think it's his peak for Henry Sugar because I love the original novel or the short story that Roald Dahl wrote and I love the cynicism attached with it. So I feel like I'm very attached to the subtext. So I feel like whenever you're going to see an adaptation or something, you're going to expect so much of it. I think for that reason, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5. I think it was good, but I think like I was still left a little bit moreish as well.
Okay, that makes me feel a bit better. I'm not so evil.
Moving right along, we've got a very, very different film. Maddie, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so this one's Reptile, and it's a crime thriller that features Justin Timberlake, that's right, the singer, and it came out the same week as this Henry Sugar film as well. So that's why we're kind of contrasting the two. So then if you've maybe seen these new movies pop up and you go, which one am I going to watch? Within this, we see a detective investigating the death of a real estate agent, Timberlake's girlfriend. He plays Will, a real estate mogul as well, and there's a number of suspects. And you have to try and figure out and solve it just at the same time as the detective is.
Who do we like in this?
I'll go with the boyfriend.
I got the friend.
I'll take the weirdo.
I'm going with the ex-husband.
Am I a suspect?
Everyone is a suspect.
And my first thing to say about this right away is I found it kind of obvious. And I don't think you
really
want that to happen with a crime thriller. I found it kind of, but I think I watch too many of these TV shows. Like I love this style, so I'll sit through and watch it just because I love crime thrillers. But I found it really obvious from the start.
Yeah, I'm really glad that I went into this knowing nothing at all. I completely avoided trailers. I avoided looking at any plots or anything. I just knew who was in it. And I think I really enjoy kind of going into a film like that. It kind of made me enjoy it a little bit more than I anticipated. The first thing I really liked about it, I'm a classic like fan of like whodunits, and we've spoken to length about this, but I think what I really liked is the way that it's crafted. This film aesthetically has a lot of beautiful browns and grays and whites. It's not very colorful in the way that it looks.
Yeah, it feels like there's something going on here. It's like you start out the typical, you know, nice American family home type situation, but something is just a bit off with the filters that they're using there. I don't know how I feel about JT's acting. Seems like something out of Air Crash Investigation, you know,
yeah.
Like the B-grade reenactment acting that you see in docos. Here's a short little snippet of that.
I walked in the front door. I called out for her.
Hello?
No answer.
And then what?
It was just, I don't know, flat. But to the extent that I think his acting made it really obvious as well with what was going to happen. I don't know. Like, was he giving too much away, not enough away? But either way, it was weird acting to watch.
When I saw Justin Timberlake in the cast, I kind of thought, oh, really? Like, I think he, like, fits into it, but I don't think, like, it's astonishing acting that I've never seen the likes of before. But having said that, Del Toro, who played the main detective, I thought was awesome. Like he did he stole the show for me.
Yeah, definitely. And the fact that he was, you know, navigating us through our own little investigation, it was nice to feel like you're like a little buddy with him trying to figure out what it is. And yeah, I don't know. I think he was, he played the detective guy just really well. At the same time, it was nice to see Justin Timberlake in this though, because Del Toro and JT seem like two very different faces to have in a movie. So you're definitely going to get a few different audiences tuning in. I guess, like, overall, though, I was pretty happy with it. It was just that it was a little bit too long, and I guessed it at the start, but that's my own fault probably. So, yeah, for me, I'm giving this one a 3 out of 5 stars. I definitely preferred it over Henry Sugar. So if you're trying to decide between those two, I would go with Reptile. What about you?
Yeah, interesting. Look, I really enjoyed this. I think I kind of erred on the side of caution as I was kind of getting into it, and it was a bit of a committed viewing. I think with the pleasure of streaming services like Netflix, you can pause and go away from it, which I ended up doing with this film, and I think that kind of allowed me to digest what was going on as well. I think there was a lot of pandering in between, but I think the scenes that they built up to were executed really well. There's some particular scenes in the second act where you kind of go, hold on, is this what's going on? And you have to really like pay attention. But when that happens, it does it really well. But I wonder if it completes it for me as well. So I think for that reason, I'm going to give it a 2.5. I enjoyed it. I don't know if I'll be going back to watching it in a hurry, but I think for what it was, I had a good time.
I feel really nice right now. I think this is the first time that
this is very unanimous, isn't it?
Star rating more. Yeah. Oh gosh, but I guess like the real thing that I want to know from everyone listening is, can singers act or should they act? Does it infuriate you to see singers acting? Is it a bit of just, you know, right time, right place that they've gotten this job, or do they actually have skills? Yeah, speaking of singers acting, and someone that I was pleasantly surprised with, and really this kind of came into acting first anyway, but Selena Gomez, we are a big fan of Only Murders in the Building after we reviewed that.
Oh, yes, we are.
Did you see that they have renewed it for season 4. I am so keen for this. I am really excited to try and watch this one. I'm not sure if you've finished all the other 3 seasons yet, but
I have
binged all of those. Oh, so good. But yeah, season 4, I was so nervous that they weren't going to create another one. I was like, is this the end? It felt like the end.
And you were a little bit of ahead of me for, I think, a couple of weeks. And I think you were just sitting there in bated breath waiting for me to get to a particular episode where a particular thing happens in the last 5 to 10 minutes of the runtime. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. You know when you watch a show and you have that reaction to a moment or a character where you're on the edge of your seat?
I think there's a lot of new shows coming up that we've got in our little movie calendar. So, I think we'll just keep reviewing them for everyone so they can decide whether they want to waste their time watching it or not.
Matey Larson, always very exciting to talk all things new movies, TV shows, and everything above in that criteria with you. Let's do it again soon.
Thanks, Tom.